Now he's going to state the subject. The subject is stated now. And now he goes from cold to hot, and I mean he's hot now. Hot under the collar, if you please. Why? Because the fact is that there are those that are mutilating the gospel. Paul, I tell you, would give his life for the gospel. Listen to him now. I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. In other words, the Judaizers had come in. And the thing that we need to note here, and I'd like to call attention to it, is this, that the gospel has two aspects to it. And it can be used, actually, in two senses. There are the facts of the gospel, that Jesus died, that he was buried, that he was raised bodily from the dead. Paul said to the Corinthians, you'll recall, in 1 Corinthians 15, I delivered to you the gospel. He said, I received it. He didn't think it up. He received it. What was it? Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. That he was buried, rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. Now, friends, those are the historical facts of the gospel, and they can't be changed. And you've never preached the gospel unless you stated those facts. Now, the second thing is the interpretation of the facts. They are to be received by faith plus nothing. Now, Paul will get to that, and I'll wait till he gets to it. But the thing that he's saying here is this. The Judaizers had come into the Galatian country, and the facts of the gospel were not challenged. They were historical facts. They were living at this time. Paul said 500 who saw him at one time. And when you got that many people around as witnesses, you don't run around denying the facts of the gospel. But it was the interpretation of the fact. What they were saying was this. They did it very subtly, very slyly. They said, did Brother Paul come here among you? Why, they said, yes. He came and preached the gospel. And we accepted it, we were converted, and we know Christ now as our Savior. And we're in the body of believers. They knew all of that. Now these Judaizers, this is how they move. Oh, they said, that's wonderful. You know, Brother Paul is quite accurate in as far as he goes. But he doesn't go far enough. Did he tell you that you should keep the law? Oh, he didn't? Well, then, he should have told you that, yes, you're to trust Christ, but you must also follow the law or you won't be saved. May I say to you, does that sound like anything that's up to date today? Well, it's not up to date. It's one of the oldest heresies that we have. It was in Paul's day. Adding something to the gospel of grace that you have to do instead of believe. Or say you believe plus doing something. And I have statements of several cults and isms, and I know two of them have this. Four things you must do to be saved. Too bad Paul didn't know that when he said to the Philippian jailer, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. It's too bad that Simon Peter didn't know that when he said, there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. It's too bad the apostles didn't know that. And it's too bad Jesus hadn't told them that. And he had told them, you go and preach this gospel, and it was that you are to do nothing but to trust what has been done for you. That's very important to see here. In fact, it's all important. The gospel shuts out all works, everything. Now, what he's saying here is this. I marvel that you're so soon removed from him that called you under the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Then he says, well, there's only one gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. And that word pervert is metastrepho. It's a strong word. It was used by Dr. Luke when he was recording Simon Peter's sermon in Acts 2:20, when the sun was turned to darkness. That word turn. James uses the same word, laughter turned to mourning. In other words, this is quite a revolution. To attempt to change the gospel has the effect of making it the very opposite of what it really is. That's very important to see, by the way.